Hi, and welcome to our fourth and final phone conversation. And I'll give you a little warning. This one's a bit longer than the others. But hang in there. The previous conversations were about the tangibles of your new business, the tools that are concrete. This conversation is about the intangibles, your dreams. But it is my goal to help you begin to see how, by learning and growing and working, you can build those intangibles into tangibles. Let's get started by taking a moment to explore those things that are vitally important to your success but are often overlooked. Those are your dreams, your why, your purpose for starting your business in the first place. As you may remember, I came into Mary Kay with a very small purpose, just to make $50 a week for my family. Was that my real dream? No. My real dream was to make a huge financial difference in my family's life, but I was too fearful to speak it out loud. Instead of dreaming big, I thought small. Now I believe that God had a much bigger purpose for me, and I give Him all the glory for how successful I've been. But looking back on my own experience, I believe that my success took longer than it had to because I was just unwilling to cooperate with God's plan for my life because of my fear. What was I afraid of? I was afraid of failure. I was afraid of the responsibility of success. I was afraid of letting others down. I was afraid to dream. And the worst part of it all was that I didn't even know I was so afraid. Does any of this sound familiar to you? If not, yay for you! You have found yourself in an arena where you can, where you're encouraged to dream and dream big. Your training and tools are at your fingertips, so go, go, go. But if this does sound familiar to you, take heart. You're not unusual or weird. Just take some time to recognize your fear and defeat it with some action. That is the only way to grow through fear, to do the thing that scares you. Feeling fear and insecure at your first Mary Kay party is normal, and that's why we start with family and friends. Select your most supportive and helpful of those in your life to be your first few hostesses. Seek out the positive people in your life. You know who they are, and they will encourage you. And, of course, your recruiter and director should be at the top of that list. Now, just for kicks, I decided to look up the definition of dream. You know, sometimes we hear a word or use it so much that we don't really know what it means and what it's about. So, I know dreams sometimes happen involuntarily while we sleep, but that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about something entirely different. And what I found was so very interesting. Dream, one. A vision voluntarily indulged in while awake. 2, an aspiration, goal, or aim. 3, to think or conceive of something in a remote way. You know, as children, dreaming is natural. It's really not hard at all. I think that's because children usually haven't had, you know, the hard knocks of life experiences that tend to disappoint us and destroy our dreams. If we have enough of those experiences, we begin to think, no way am I going to do that again. I mean, that's too painful. We then begin to pack our dreams away and we get practical and diminish our dreams, maybe to never visit them again. Then comes along a chance to bring some new life into those dreams. And that's where you are right now, girlfriend. You are standing with this very wonderful vehicle that could put life back into those dreams. But there may be a small voice in your head that's encouraging you to remember the last time you tried to make your dreams come true. Remember the pain of that, the embarrassment, the wasted time and effort. So what do we do with those experiences? We downshift into smaller thinking, safer thinking, thinking that does not fully reflect our dreams. Oh, how I encourage you to step away from that voice and look at your dreams. How do you push back from the dream-snatching thoughts? First off, write down your dreams in detail. Make a picture book of your dreams. This is your purpose. This is the why you came into Mary Kay. And it's very important to know why you came into Mary Kay. What is that purpose? Is it to save for a great family vacation, or is it to be able to have a great Christmas season, or is it to get your honey something, a great gift that's not in the budget? Or is it something to be able to treat yourself? Whatever it is, you need to know what it is. This is so important because your purpose will give you a goal, a target to shoot for, and I want to encourage you to go big. Mary Kay always taught us to shoot for the moon. And if you miss, you'll at least land among the stars. Don't ever lose sight of your why, no matter what. Then share that with someone you know who's going to be your cheerleader. Could that be your Mary Kay director? I think so. And ask for direction and assistance in what you need to do to build that dream into a reality. And then go to work. Working will make it happen where wishing won't. Walt Disney once said, "All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them." And this will take courage, discipline, and perseverance, some of the highest of human characteristics. Get excited about where you're going and who you will be taking along with you. Think about who will benefit from you making your dreams come true. Do you have children who will learn from your example? Do you have parents who will be gratified to see your success? Will you be blazing a trail for those who have always cheered you on in belief? Oh, wow, I can't wait to see it. You may be asking, where do I start? Your first step is to think. The only thing to limit you is your thoughts. Your next step is to learn. What do you need to learn to move towards your dreams you want? Next, you need to act. There is nothing accomplished without action. And the more action you have, the more confidence you will have. And finally, be committed. Be committed to your dream. Don't give up when the going gets tough. Be tough enough to keep going. In closing, please know that my belief in you is firm. I know you can accomplish whatever it is that you're dreaming, and I look forward to assisting you in any way I can. As Mary Kay shares, I have a premonition that soars on silver wings. It is a dream of your accomplishment of many wondrous things. I do not know beneath which sky or where you'll challenge fate. I only know it will be high. I only know it will be great. You are here by design, not by accident. Make it happen. Be the best you can be, and I will be seeing you live your dreams come true life. Thanks for your time that you've spent listening, and I look forward to meeting you face to face. But remember, I'm only a click or a call away. Bye-bye for now.